Although, for centuries, this town was called Fuenterrabía, in 1980 the town recovered its original name, Hondarrabia, which means sandy ford. In its nautical sense, a sandbar is a bank or sandy shallows that forms at the mouths of rivers when their waters come into contact with the sea. On the one hand, the current flowing down the river transports materials from its upper reaches, and on the other hand, the swell brings sand in suspension. When the sea and the river collide, they lose speed and deposit all the material they are carrying on the bottom. In this way, a delta of sand and mud is generally formed at the point where the two currents collide, which drastically reduces the depth of the water. When storms bring big waves and the river flows down with a lot of water, the bar, with its strong swell and shallow draft, becomes an extremely dangerous place. This was a constant concern of the people of Hondarrabia for many centuries, the first documents of which can be found in 1480. Because the problem was not only that the bar was formed by strangling the canal, but also that, due to the effect of storms and the water brought in by the Bidasoa in rainy periods, the bar changed its position and with it the position of the canal. This bar was a hindrance to maritime and commercial activities, and an enormous danger that the fishermen had to deal with on a daily basis. As, despite the beacons, hose and trees, the danger of the bar continued to exist, the fishermen of Hondarrabia, in order to enter and leave the port at the time, had to devise techniques to get around it. For example, Serapio Magitza tells us that they would bring a tree with its branches and place it in the channel, dragging it along the ground, towed by boats, so that the sand it raised would be carried out to sea by the current or, as another technique, the boats would wait before the bar until a sufficient group of boats gathered to help each other in case of need. Then one of them would get as close to the bar as possible, and the skipper would watch for groups of larger waves breaking on a muets and wait until that group of waves broke on the bar. When this period was long enough, he would give the order to cross the bar as soon as the last train of waves had broken over it. When he had achieved his objective, he would wait on the other side for the second to pass to help him if necessary, and the second would stay behind to help the third, and so on. However, in times of war it became another barrier protecting the fortress on the seaside, making it almost impossible for Hondarrabia to be invaded by sea, forcing massive attacks by land with thousands of soldiers and numerous pieces of artillery that had to be transported over very difficult terrain, while the fortress continued to receive aid and supplies by sea in small boats. This is recorded in documentation dating from July 1638 and in 1836 during the First Carlist War. Meanwhile, the ports without a bar, such as Castro Urdiales, were always suffering the sieges of the enemy fleets. At the beginning of the 20th century, while the importance of the military invasion was being lost, the dangerous situation generated by the bar continued to generate great concern for the authorities who, in turn, saw how the city was making an effort to base a source of wealth for its inhabitants on tourism. They were therefore concerned about how to protect the movements of sand that sometimes even caused the beach to disappear and, on the other hand, the maritime safety of the fishermen who sailed through the channel to reach the port of Hondarrabia. To this end, in 1934 the mayor contacted a young engineer, Ramon Iribarren, who after spending hours and hours observing the waves and enduring large storms, came to design what would later become a standard system in international maritime engineering. After many ups and downs with the town council during which the system was being implemented in other ports such as that of our neighboring Hende, in 1949 the first stone was laid for the construction of a breakwater, coming from our Jaizkibel mountain. The breakwater was completed in 1955 and helped to make Hondarrabia Beach one of the safest places in the whole of Guipúzcoa for bathing at sea. Ramon Iribarren received the title of adopted son of the city of Hondarrabia and the appointment of abbot mayor of the Brotherhood of Mariantes de San Pedro de Hondarrabia, an appointment he was most proud of.